Okay, we are up to Sota Daf Chaf. Just wanted to mention at the beginning, it's a very hard morning. It's think back over the past more than 3 years that I've had the privilege to being here, learning with all of you here physically, and all of you here out there. On a learning level, it's been a tremendous chus. I have tremendous hakaras hatov for yutorah.org and cbeycbay.org, to the shul, to the yeshiva, to allowing us to be able to learn together every morning. And it's it was really something special, and I hope, Ez Hashem, that it doesn't stop. And I hope that we can continue the relationship on a spiritual level from Eretz Yisrael, from Beit Shemesh, every morning. Those who are listening in Beit Shemesh, hopefully I'll see you in person. And I also just want to thank the people who took care of it, out of the team of people, and not just the Mayor Maltz and David Yastreb and Menachem and Simcha and Yisrael Keller and Dr. Rav Benun, all of you who have really taken it to upload to mistakes, to accept all the emails from all over. I really have it's really been great working together, and everybody should have continued hatzlacha in learning. And Ezra Hashem, the second half of Shas, we've done about 1,100 blot. Ezra Hashem, the second half of Shas should also be we should also be strong and chazak v'amatz, and we should meet the new Yerushalayim for the Siyum in 3 summers from now on Tu B'Av, So Ezra Hashem, we should continue going Michael Achayel. Again, anybody who needs information after the summer, I hope by September 1st I'll be giving it online. On projectsinai.org or .com, I'm not sure. That site will be up at the beginning of July. If anybody has any questions, feel free to email me at shalomrosner@gmail.com. That website, that email already exists, shalomrosner@gmail.com. That's the easiest one to remember. Or any of the technical support here at CBay, they said they'd also pass on the information if anybody wants to email them at Mayor Maltz's email or David Yastreb's email. Okay, so everybody should have Siyata D'Shmaya, and it's we should keep up, as I said, we should keep up the relationship. And again, Menachem will be here over the next couple of months, as he's always has, not just as a stand-in physically, but really not just a stand-in, really a partner in everything that we've done here, and it's been a schus to work with him as well. Okay, so let's get to Sota Daf Chaf. Sota Daf Chaf, we get to end our learning together from this side of the ocean with a daf that connects to a number of major issues. Okay, so we start from the beginnings. Kasha de Rabbi Akiva, de Rabbi Akiva. We just quoted the Gemara discussed when is the time that a woman is allowed to retract and not allowed to retract. We know we try to get the woman to retract throughout the process, but it reaches a stage of no return where we say, no, you can't retract anymore. So we had a steer in Rabbi Akiva on the previous Amud, because one place Rabbi Akiva said that the mechika is ma'akev. Once the erasing is done, then that's it. Once Hashem's name is erased, she can no longer say anymore, I'm not going to drink. We force her to drink. What if she says, I'm tamei? We'll get to that in the next Mishnah. We alluded to that yesterday. But if she says, I'm not going to drink, then she cannot say that anymore. And the other source, later on the Brisa, said that the kmitza is ma'akev. Only after the hakravas hakometz is offered, do we then say that she can no longer retract and we force her to drink. So says the Gemara, ha'sam amar mechika ma'akva, v'ach amar kometz ma'akev. Over there, Mechika, we say, and over here, Kometz, Stirin Rabbi Akiva, Trey Tanoim, Alibad Rabbi Akiva. No problem, it's two later Tanoim who both said it in the name of Rabbi Akiva. So that's the Machlokas. We remember back in Ksubis, Anaf Nun Vavar, so Nun Zayin, Rashi there quoted that if you have a Machlokas like this, there is no Elo Ve'elo Debre Lokim Chayim. One of them is wrong, because they're both quoting the same person. Unless it was different stages of Rabbi Akiva's life, that he was chozer bo. But Rashi explained there, when you have a machlokas about something, us or mutter between two people, then you could say, elu ve'elu dibri elokim chayim. Wonderful. They each have merit. But if one says, if it's a machlokas within, what did so-and-so say, so that's less of an elu ve'elu allowance, because they're just arguing about the betzias, arguing about, whether he said it or not. But sometimes the Gemara says it, and one of them has the correct report. Ibo elu. Next question. Amra eini shose machmes bir yusa. Let's say she said, I'm not going to drink out of, and she was very sure of herself. As we said yesterday, at least within Rabbi Akiva, there's a discussion whether this Gemara is within both Shitos, but it's easier. Let's assume this Shita is within Rabbi Akiva, who said yesterday that if a woman says, I'm not drinking, and she's sure of herself, that is basically an admission of guilt. Why is she so sure of herself and doesn't want to drink? And she's not scared, she's just doesn't want to drink, obviously doesn't want to be killed. So let's say she says that, but then she changes her mind. The Chazr of Yamar Shosani. Then she says, no, I'll drink. Mahu. So what do we say? Kivan to Amra Eini Shose Temeani Ka Amra. Do we say that once she says, I'm not going to drink, she is admitting to guilt, as if she's saying, I am Tamei. The Kivan to Achzak Nafsha Betuma Lomasi Hadraba. And once she establishes herself as Nitmeis, she can't retract. Just like she says, just like had she said Nitmeisi, she can no longer retract. Odilmano, what do we say? Kivan to Amra Shose Sit. Once she says, I'm going to drink, Gal Yadaita, so now she has revealed the Machbas Biasusahu to Amra. That earlier, we thought she was sure of herself, but obviously she wasn't so sure of herself. Maybe she had just said, I'm not going to drink, because she was scared. Just like now, she's saying, I'm going to drink, I can handle it. Meaning, if she was so sure of herself, she wouldn't have retracted. So that's the question. Are we allowed to let her go back now after she says, I'm not going to drink? So Teiku, the question stands unanswered. Amar Avod Shmuel, ending off, Avod Shmuel says, this is what we referred to a few days ago. We quoted this from the Stifler quoted this Gemara. Tzorach she'itein mar l'toch ha'mayim. Before we give her to drink, we put something bitter in the water. It's like bitter. It shouldn't taste like just like water. It should taste like bitter waters. My taima to amar kra, because the pasuk says me hamarim, the bitter waters shemarim kvar. You put it into the bitter waters that were already bitter. So that's the Gemara why they're called mayim hamarim. Rashi ala Torah, Menachem, I think you asked this last few days ago. Rashi ala Torah notes. Rashi quotes a different makar, a different pshat for mayim hamarim. Rashi quotes in Nasa, Ubiyara koin you may hamarim hamarim. So Rashi quotes Karal Shem Sofa. It's bitter because it's going to make her blow up. That's why it's bitter waters. That's what Rashi quotes. The Ramban there points out that Rashi's against the Gemara. The Ramban says that Rashi is not quoting, he's quoting a Sifri, he's quoting a Medrash, but he's not quoting the Gemara. The Gemara gives a different shot of what Meham Mari means. Aval Gemara Amru, says the Ramban, Shakoi Nusamayim Dover Mar, Behula Orosa. And then the Ramban says, V'anachon Meina Kipshuta. As the Ramban does many times, he quotes the Medrash, and then he says, this is what I think Pashup Shad is. What's Pashup Shad of Marim? Ki Ha'isha Bishtosa Es Hamayim Yim Tekula Kishar Hamayim. When the woman drinks it, it tastes like a regular drink. It tastes sweet, it tastes refreshing when a woman drinks the water. The achrechein bivoam bekirba, but once the water goes in, im nitma'a yo'oru osa, if she was guilty, is going to awaken in her, v'targish miyan hamariris befiu bekirba. Sometimes there's a bitter aftertaste. Tastes good, but it's a bitter aftertaste. It's sweet, but then afterwards you feel it. So here too, that's what it means. My mamari, it's water. It's water. But, right, the pashas of the pasuk is not that you put in anything bitter, or al shape sofo. It's sweet water, then afterwards you feel it. Afterwards, she's like, why did I drink that? Vizel Shamar, yeah. It's a little dirt, but it's right. It's a little dirt enough to see it on top, but it's, you had a little Shem Hashem in there. I don't know what that tastes like. But that's the Ramban says. Good. Oh, yeah. Sorry? The Ramban's not arguing with Chazal. The Ramban's just saying the Pashup shot. But the Gemara says you put something bitter inside. You put, I don't know, pepper. You put something bitter inside so the water tastes bitter. The Meiri here asks, why aren't we worried that you're putting something bitter in the water, maybe it'll take away the nace element. She'll say, what are you putting in that stuff? Oh, that's what's causing me to blow up. Not because I was tamei. You know, there's the other ingredients that you're putting in there. Says the Meiri, why aren't we worried about that? V'ksas talmidim ra'isi matmiyim ba. I've seen some talmidim that were metame. Fari said, maybe lachshod sha'afa pu'ula ba misadosu madvarim. Maybe what's going to happen to me is because I'm coming out of these. Maybe other people are going to think that. V'eino klub, says the Meiri, is not a problem. Two reasons why it's not a problem. Number one, shahare afhi makaras osam advarim. She sees what you're putting in. She sees you're putting in normal, bitter ingredients. She'ein pu'ulasam latzos betav lapul yarech. No ingredients cause you to blow up. So number one, it's known. And number two, the same ingredients are put in when the isha tahora, nothing happens. So you see it's not a cause. Va'od shahare af l'choshid b'kach masha atapogem ba'osa shizinsa atamashbiach b'tahora. Right, the same thing happens, and the other woman gets healthier and has better children and nicer children. or has any children. So that's what the Miri says. One doesn't have to worry about the water. The Chassam Sofer suggests, this also has come up before, maybe the reason we put in a bitter, something bitter into the water, because we make it into something that's not roi la'achilas kelef. Or not roi la'achilas, right, not even not roi la'achilas, where is it? So I'll find it. If that's over beer, why do you have to put it in? Yishlach, yeah, not even roi la'achilas kelef, and therefore what? Therefore she cannot be matamayit, because we're worried maybe she'll make herself tummy mace beforehand, she'll touch the water, which is, and then she'll ruin the karma, she'll make a tummy. And then the water won't check her. So that's why if the water that she has is not royal achilas kalev, then there is nothing, there's no liquid that she's going to come in contact with that's going to be makshula kabotumah, and therefore she won't have any ability to be able to be in the time of the carbon. So that's another possibility to the Chassam Sofer, why we put in a davar mahar according to the Chassam Sofer. Okay, next Mishnah. Masnisan. Rashi here also says, the ain mira al shem klos, right, al shem, he's connecting it to what he said al Torah. Right, Rashi here. Right, shemarin, kfar kodem mechika alma machmas davar acher he marim. Ain mira al shem klos bedikasam nikra. Meaning he's saying against what he says in al Torah. Okay, right? He's explaining the Gemara here. Explaining the Gemara. Rashi doesn't always answer stiras in Gemaras. Rashi's job is to explain the Gemara at hand, and it's our job to figure out how to put the Gemaras together with the pshat of Rashi. Tosfos is always interested, what does it mean here, what does it mean there? Very few times in Shas does Rashi try to shtim to Gemaras. Mishnah. Achelo kara, achelo nimchaka Megillah. If before the Megillah, before the Shem Hashem is erased, Amra Eini Shosa, she says, I'm not going to drink Megillah. So that's fine. We don't trust her, we listen to her. But the Megillah is then, the Megillah with the Shem Hashem is put away, is Nignezes, Umenchasa mispazeres al hadeshen, and her mincha is scattered on the deshen. Rashi quotes, this means nisrefes. Rashi quotes, this scattering means burns on the one of the piles in the Azara. The ain Megillah sakshir al hashkas basot acheres, and you can't use this Megillah sota to give to another sota. Right, so you might say that, hey, I already have this here, let me give it to another one. No, as we mentioned yesterday, there is a lishma, that's why you need a Kohen Gadol that writes it. There's a lishma by each Megillah for each sota, and therefore it cannot be used for another sota. The Yerushalmi says in Perek Beis, there are three shtaris that require lishma. Three shtaris. Number one, Megillah sota. Number two, get. Number three, shtar shechver for an Evakanani. Those are three shtaris. What about shtar erison? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim in Maseches Kedushin. How much do you compare? And the Gemara, I think, is about the test of you there in Maseches Kedushin. Discuss, you know, how much do we compare Iskash Havaya Liyatsiya in terms of a star Eris and a Shtar Kedushin. But those three, Get, Shtar Shichur, and Megillah Sota, those three, Yerushalmi says, are what needs Lishma. So again, if before it is erased, we are Nignaz it. Rashi says, first Rashi on the Mishnah, Megillah Nignezes, Bitside or Bitsire HaHechel. It's a question whether you put it, there was a place to bury it in the floor, or you put it actually in the hinge of the door. Bitsire HaHechel. To call Kisvi HaKodesh She'en Ruyum Likros Bahen, because any Kisvi HaKodesh that you can't read, Nignazin Shelo Yizbazu, Makoros for Sheamus, right? We bury it. If something is not usable anymore, you bury it. So first of all, is it not usable? Is it not usable? The Toras Ohel asks, why don't you give it to a child to learn from? It's usable. It's part of Torah here. It's Parshas Naso. It's part of Parshas Naso in there. So what do you have to bury it for? It's not worn out. It's Dafka not worn out. It's before you it's got worn out. So one answer, he gives two answers. Number one is, maybe you have Shem Hashem on here. It's not like Stama, something, a part of the Torah without Shem Hashem. You have Shem Hashem on here. To give it to a child with Shem Hashem, we're worried of the Chashash Bizayon. They might not treat it properly. But the second reason is, similar to what the Gemara says, why do we have to kill a Shara Niskal? Why do we have to kill an animal that a person was Mizana with? Or a tree that a person bowed down to? Why? Because Takala. People are going to say, this is the animal that so-and-so is Mizana with. This is him. It's going to cause more embarrassment. So too here, if we let this this Megillah Sota, you know, be out and usable. People say, oh, where's that Megillah Sota from? Oh, that's from Shandy. That's from, she admitted. She admitted any Shosa. But that's also going to cause in Kalon, so therefore, another reason why we bury it. We bury it. We don't want to cause more embarrassment. Yeah. It was not put in the water yet. Once it's put in the water, it's erased. It erases pretty clear. We're going to get to later on the Alma today that the ink that is used has to be ink that is non-indelible. It has to be ink that can be erased. So after a few seconds, you want to say it was put in for a second and taken out, then nothing happened. Also, the issue is it was not nimchak yet. Okay, maybe there's a chashash it might get used for someone else. That's why you might have to get rid of it. There's no reason to bury gets, though. Right, let's say shame kishma, v'shem yirok, shame yira. There's no gzera like that. What is the requirement for Seamus? This is a large topic. Just to mention one idea that has come up. What has to be put into Seamus? So the Mishnah in Megillah tells us. The Mishnah in Megillah says, Bryce in Megillah says, Adaf Chavav, Tashmishe mitzvah nizrakin, Tashmishe kedusha nignazin. And the Gemara gives it. The Bryce gives examples. What's a Tashmishe mitzvah? Sukkah lulav shofar tzitzis. Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis, all of those can be thrown out. Maker adin. A pair of tzitzis that gets worn out, you don't want to be mevaza, so you put it into a plastic bag and then put it in the garbage. Tzitzis do not go in Seamus. A shofar does not go in Seamus. Sukkah does not go in Seamus. Lulav, all of it. What do we do with the lulav? We burn it. We burn the lulav. We're doing it with the mitzvah, with the chametz. We're still burning the lulav. You're not allowed to burn, you know, other things. So tashmishe mitzvah are nizrakin. Tashmishe kedusha are nignazim. What are tashmishe kedusha? So Gemara gives an example, say for Torah tefillin and mezuzah, right? Or even the bags of tefillin, or the mantle of the Sefer Torah. All of those are tashmishe kedusha and need to be buried. That's what the Brisa says. So what's the bir hadavar? What's the difference between the two? So the Ron explains in Maseches Megillah, it's expanded upon, Rav Soloveitchik expanded upon this, Rav Shechter has this in Eretz Tzvi and Simen Yud Beis. The difference is it connected to the ksav of Torah? Anything connected to the ksav of Torah has to be buried. That has inherent kedusha. And therefore a mezuzah box, a tefillin bag, all of those have connections to ksav of Torah. Lulav, shofar, sukkah, wonderful. Those are tashmishe mitzvah. You use them when you do a mitzvah, and when you finish with them, it's no longer. It was never connected to the ksav of Torah. So therefore, those do not have the higher level of kedusha, and therefore, they do not have to be buried. Again, some things are a little removed. What about over here? What about the cover of the bima? So the Torah goes on it, but the Torah never touches it. It's the Atzei Chaim that touches it. Is that Tashmishe Kedusha, Tashmishe Mitzvah? Let's say somebody has a plastic that goes over his talus bag that has a tefillin bag inside. So is that servicing the tefillin also? So again, this is all discussions. Anything connected to Ksav of Torah is Tashmishe Kedusha and therefore must be buried. Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Shechter quotes it here has a beautiful extension of this, and that is, we know there's a mitzvah daraisa of Kfuras Yisrael. Burying Jews, Me'ikar Adin Mitzadin daraisa, based on a pasuk in Kiseitzei, Bosol and Vlaska, right, not to keep hanging the bodies, but by Umos HaOlam, there is no mitzvah daraisa. There's no mitzvah to bury Umos HaOlam. The question is why? What's the difference? They're also Tzelem Elokim, you know, they're also, we have to have covet for them. So the answer is, why does a Jew have to be buried? It's because it's a connection to the Torah. That's the mechayiv of Kfuras Yisrael, because every Jew has a connection to the Ksav of Torah, just like Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. So that's why there's a mitzvah Kfura by each of these, by every Jew, because it connects to the Ksav of Torah, and it continues even by a Jew who never learned a word in his life. But in utero we learned, the Gemara in Nidadaf, the end of the third parak, that the Gemara says that we're all taught Kala Torah Kula, and then we're caused to forget it. So every Jew has an inherent connection to the Torah. So that's what is a mitzvah of Kfuras Yisrael. So again, yeah, how much every divrei Torah? What about every little thing that the child brings home from every little three lines of our Torah that the Mora wrote? So again, you have to know if it's Torah, it's Torah. So again, you have to look in the poskim exactly what type of Seamus. But many poskim say that any Dvar Torah is Ksav of Torah, and therefore it should be put into Seamus. Right, so that's Kashis. What about newspapers? What about newspapers who have Divrei Torah in it? Do they write it L'Shem knowing at the beginning that it's going to be thrown out? Because so many of them get thrown out. That's a separate question. But if it's not a newspaper, if it's written L'Shem Dvar Torah, Marmer Komos, they say do not have to. If it's just a list of Marmer Komos. Or if it's scribbling, they have no idea what it means, except you. But if it's real Dvar Torah, it needs to be. Yeah.
That's why it's going to
Yefes is going to be zoka to kfura. Right, right. Shame is going to get the mitzvah of tzitzis.
Because,
right. So only then, because it was.
Because whatever it is, it's a
schus. It was a schus then because they didn't have Torah yet. They didn't have Torah yet. Afterwards, it's more of a b'chayev. It's natural. It's natural. That's why they got that. Interesting. They got that before the Torah was given. Okay. Yeah. If you print off a Dvar Torah.
No, there's a tikkun on the...
A tikkun is Ksav of Torah, sure. Yeah. Well, if it's on the computer screen, it's not Seamus yet. But once you made it into Ksav, you printed it, so there's no difference between that and anything else. That's written. Okay, let's continue. So, until it's erased, then we would bury it, that it's not a problem. Nibchaka Megillah, fourth line of the Mishnah, but once it gets erased, Yomer Tameyani, and she says, I'm Tamei, Hamayim Nishpachim, If it was already erased, and she says, I'm Tamei, then we pour the water out. And again, the Mincha is scattered on the Beis HaDeshen. Meaning, she's Tamei. There's nothing for us to do. Right? Well, we can't give her a drink, because she already said she's Tamei. The water is to check out whether she's Tamei or not, and here she admitted it. But Nimchaka Megillah V'Amreini Shosa, but if she, the Megillah was erased, and then she says, I'm not going to drink, then you force it down her throat, as we learned yesterday. If she's guilty, she does not even finish drinking. Her face becomes green. Her eyes start popping out. Her sinews, her veins start. Her body looks like she's full of them. And then everybody there says, get her out quickly. She's going to die and she's going to be Batami the Azar. Right, that similar reminds us of the Gemara in Yuma, which was the tragic Gemara where the Kohen has a sword and a spear in him, and they say, "Oh, get him out!" They don't try to save him. Here, we're not trying to save her because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing it. There, when they were fighting to go up the ramp, obviously Chazal take the task for not taking the sword out. But here, it's obviously is L'shem Shemayim. Why Dafka the face, the eyes, and the Gidin? So the Ian Yaakov has a beautiful Ha'ara that if you look in the Gemara in Nida. Daf Lamed Aleph, where it talks about Shlosha Shutfin Yesh Ba'adam. There are three Shutfin in a person. So there it says that part of what the father gives is the Gidin. Part of what the mother gives is the Shachar Sheba'ayin. Part of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives is the Klaster Panim. So that's why one part of the body from each of the Shutfin is what the Mishnah refers to here. The face is Morikos, that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Klaster Panim. And the eyes are Boltos, and then the woman gives the mother gives the Shachar Sheba'ayin. And the Gidin is because that's what the Gemara says, that the father gives the Gidin. Right, that's in Nidal Amin Aleph Amin Aleph, Shlosh Shutfin Yesh Ba'adim. You can look at the other parts that are given there as well. The Im Yesh Lo Schus, if she has a type of schus, I said, Tolola, then the schus protects her, she doesn't blow up right away. We'll talk about this later. What exactly, there are some schuyos that protect her for a year, 2 years, or 3 years. Mikanam Rabban Azai, from here, based on this halacha, Rabban Azai says, Chayiv Adam Lamed Es Bito Torah. A person has an obligation to teach his daughter Torah. Why? Shim Tishte. Because if you don't teach her Torah, she'll know that she's supposed to blow up, and then she's not going to blow up, and she's not going to realize, oh, I have a schus. And she'll make fun of the water. And then she'll make fun of the water, she'll tell her friends, the friends will make fun of the water, they'll all be mezana, because there won't be any protection. So therefore, you have to teach her Torah to make sure she knows it's halacha, schus tolala. Rabbi Elazar Omer, just the opposite. Kol malabi bito Torah, famous line, kilu lom de tiflus. Anybody teaches their daughter Torah, it's as if they teach them tiflus. Hard word to translate. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Just what is just regalachas? What is tiflus translated for? So if you look at Rashi on Daf Chafal from Abayz, Rashi on top of Chafal from Abayz, Rashi says, what does tiflus mean? Keilu shemitocha he mevina armumis va'ose dvarei bahatzne. Tiflus means that it's going to lead to inappropriate behavior because she's going to. Understand how to get around the halacha. Right? Mevina, she's going to understand trickery and she's going to do things in private and she's going to be able to circumvent the halacha. The Me'iri here, though, the Me'iri basically says a little inflow is very dangerous. Little information could be very dangerous. The lashon of the Me'iri is Shibitocha Barasa Beyeser Migidra Hikona Armimus Ma'at. Vihi Svura Shi Siga. She thinks that she understands everything. Umakash Keshes Kapa'amon Laharos is Chachmas Alakol. And she's ringing like a bell, trying to show everybody what she knows. But again, a little information is a little dangerous, and that's literally just what Tiflis means. Let's just finish for a second. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Rotzi Isha V'Kava Tiflis Mitisha Kavim V'Precious. Rabbi Yeshua just adds in that a woman would rather have one Kav with Tiflis from Tes Kav and Precious, meaning she'd like to be more involved. And the Gemara, again, will say what is Rabbi Yeshua adding related to our discussion. Let's talk for a moment about this issue about women's learning, which again is a major topic. Do we paskin this way? Do we paskin like the Tanakhama? Do we paskin like Rabbi Elazar? Ben Azai says you have to teach your daughter Torah, and Ben Azai says you're not allowed, and Rabbi Elazar says you're not allowed to teach your daughter Torah. So we know the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin says that women are paturos from Talmud Torah. That's step one. That's agreed upon by all. Women are paturos from Talmud Torah. The question is, are they allowed? Are they allowed? That's this Mishnah. Are they allowed, and are we allowed to teach them? So there is a much talked about Rambam, and every line of this Rambam is talked about. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Aleph Yud Gimel, V'af isha shalimda Torah yesh laschar. A woman who learns gets reward. Aval eino os ve'eino kischar ha'ish v'pnei shalo netztava. But it's called the Lama Mitzuvah V'yosa. She doesn't get schar like a mitzuvah. V'chala osa darvash in a mitzuvah elav ein schar kischar ha'mitzuvah v'sha'asa elapachas v'menu. V'yavo b'sheyesh laschar. Even though a woman can learn, tzivuch hachamim shelo yilmar adam is bito Torah. But Chazal commanded that a person shouldn't teach his daughter Torah. Mipnei shenirov anashim ein daitan mechuvenes l'islamid. Most women are not educated enough to be able to learn. Vehein motzin divrei Torah l'divrei havai l'fi aniyuz daitan. If you teach someone who doesn't have the kalim, the tools, to master the information, then they'll take the information that they have and have a warped sense of what it is, and therefore use it inappropriately. And that's, he quotes this line of Kilam to Tiflus, and then he adds, Bamedver Mamurim Batar Shebal Peh. Avo Batar Shebechsav, Lo Yomarosa Lachanchila, Vim Limda, Eina Kimelamedes Tiflus. Every line here. Torah Shebechsav is okay, it's Torah Shebal Peh is not okay. Torah Shebachsav, though, is not tiflus, but you realize she's allowed to learn it herself, but she can't be taught from someone else. Putting this whole Rambam together is a task by a number of the Gedolei HaAchronim, which we're not going to go into right now, but feel free to do your own research. But let's talk about Lamaisa. So number one, the Ramah says in Yoredeya, can't argue with the Ramah, that women have an obligation to learn the mitzvahs that are shaykh to them. Women have an obligation. They have a lot. Women don't have to know about Shabbos, Kashrus, right? Don't have to know about that. Taras and Mishpach, of course they do, and they have a chiyuv to learn about it. They have a chiyuv to learn about it. That's the Ramah in according to Smag in Yoredei and Zevin Reish Mevav. They have to. Number one, there is a Beis HaLevi. There is a Beis HaLevi, but in Parshas Mishpatim and in the Tshuvas. When did we mention this? Mentioned this on Shavuos, I think. On Shavuos, where the Beis HaLevi says, even according to that Deya, even according to the Ramah, that they have to learn, there's still a difference between their learning and the learning of men. Whether Beis HaLevi is Machalik, that there's two aspects of Talmud Torah. There's Talmud Torah Lishma, Talmud Torah for its own sake, and Talmud Torah in order to be able to know. In order to be able to know what to do. So, says the Beis HaLevi, women only have type 2. Lomon Amanaz Lasos. They have to know Hilchos Shabbos in order to be able to know what to do. In Hilchos Shabbos. That's not considered a separate mitzvah. That's a Hechsher mitzvah. Masha Einkein, when it comes to man, they have the double aspect. They have the mitzvah of learning Amas Lasos, and they have the mitzvah of Lomod Lashma, per se. It's in the Beis HaLevi, that's even the beautiful pshat of the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim we had a few months ago. Where the Gemara says, why the Churban Beis HaMikdash happened? Because they didn't make Berachas HaTorah. They gave Berachas HaTorah. That's a Churban Abayis. Why didn't they make Berachas HaTorah? What was the big deal? Just make Berachas HaTorah. It takes 3 minutes. Right? 4 minutes if you have Kavana. Right? So what's the big deal? 3-4 minutes. So the Beis HaLevi explains, no. The Gemara says in Maseches Menachos that we never make a bracha except on the final stage of a mitzvah. We paskin. You don't make a bracha on building a sukkah. You don't make a bracha on writing a Sefer Torah. On writing tefillin. You make a bracha on wearing tefillin. You don't make a bracha on building a sukkah by wearing. You don't make a bracha when you put your tcheles and your tzitzis or your loving your tcheles on your beged. You make a bracha when you wear it. Why? That's the rule. You only make a bracha on the final stage. So says the Beis HaLevi, what was their avera that didn't make bracha the Torah? Because they only believed in the lilmo namanas lasos, the one aspect of Talmud Torah, learning in order to be able to do. So they said, hey, this is a hechsher mitzvah. I'm not going to make a bracha. They were kofar in the other aspect of Talmud Torah of Lishma, which is the Talmud Torah that connects us purely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any specific ulterior motive of knowing what to do, but just L'shem Shemaim connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they were kofar in that, and that's why the Churban HaBayis happened, and they didn't make Berachas Torah. That was what was reflected of this. Halacha L'maisa, though, getting back to the women learning Torah, is the famous... The famous landmark statement of the Chafetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos. Where is Likutei Halachos? Right here! Likutei Halachos is the Sefer of the Chafetz Chaim. It's a riff. He basically wrote a riff on all the Kachem Gemaras. And all the Gemaras that don't have any riff on it. So on Menachos and Zavachim, there's no riff on that, because riff didn't write it except Halach L'maisa. So the Chafetz Chaim wrote a three volumes Likutei Halachos, where in the middle he has the Gemara, and on the side, he in the middle he has a riff type of Gemara, where he quotes the Halacha, and on the side he has his own commentary. So he has Al-Masecha Sota, because a lot of it is about Karbanos, about the Mincha Sota. So there, in Likutei Halachos, he quotes, V'nireh, it appears to me, meaning it's his own chiddush. Everything after the Chafetz Chaim is figuring out what the Chafetz Chaim's kavana was and what he wants, but it all started here with the Chafetz Chaim. When do we say this halacha happens about not teaching your daughter Torah? That's only when people used to live with the families. And the Mesorah that they got from their parents was very strong. There wasn't so many strong external, outside negative forces. Basically, you got the Mesorah from the mother. The mother passed it on to the daughter, etc. They always did that. Now the Mesorah is so weak. And it's very common that the girl doesn't live at home. Very common the girl lives outside the home. Especially those who are educated. Right? Those who are educated and, right, though, which... L'maisa today is basically everyone. Bevadai mitzvah rabba lolamdam chumish v'gan avim uksuvim u'musrei chazal kugon mesechas avos menoras hamor kedei sheyis ames etzlam inyon emunoseinu hakadosha. In order to give them emuna, to give them a basis of belief. Dim lokein olul sheyasuru legamrei miderech Hashem v'yavro al kol Yehudi adas chas v'shalom. Says the Chafetz Chaim, things have changed. So that was in the 1930s, 1920s, whenever he wrote this. The question is, how far does he go? He mentions, what does he mention? Beferish, he mentions Tanakh, and he mentions Musar. He mentions Pirkei Avos, which is Mishnayos, right? So he mentions Musar. The question is, how far does he go? Rav Moshe, in general, at least in writing, is very limited. Rav Moshe quotes Sifrei Musar. He's not into other Mishnayos. And the other Mishnayos, he quotes Pirkei Avos. If women are involved in meetings where they quote Torah, it's not a problem. And the Satmar Rebbe in Vayol Moshe also, he has the Maimer Lashon HaKodesh, where he talks a lot about this. And he also quotes a very, very limited view, which is the view of many Hasidic Beis Yaakovs, which they basically don't teach them anything outside of Sifrei Musar and Menorah Samar and Likud Svarim of different Chazals. The Satmar Rebbe was even against Rashi al Torah. So even against Rashi al Torah, it's based on Torah Shabbat Peh. Other Achronim, though, the Rav Zalman Sarutskin writes about this, and others, you know, have other tshuvas where he says, no, like, you have to look around. What else are they learning? And if they're in universities and they're learning on such a high level, other areas of information and of wisdom, to be able to inspire them in an ardor where the women are so highly educated and so highly interested in Torah, so we have to, many posts come to it, we have to make it open to them and inspiring to them so that they stay, as the Chafetz Chaim said in his day, so do we say in our day, so they stay true to the Mesorah, and we connect to them, every generation has to be connected to in their generation. I mentioned in the Drasha a couple of years ago that all the Kalim of the Mishkan were passed down from generation to generation, all the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, except one. The Medrash says the Chatzotzros had to be changed every dar. Every dar had to make their new chatzotzrots. What's the message? Because every dar needs new trumpets. Trumpets sort of inspire you to wake you up. So every dar needs new chatzotzrots. The chatzotzrots from 20 years ago even might not work today. Every generation needs their new chatzotzros. So every door, the post gather, have to look around and say, what's going to inspire? What's going to inspire the Hamonam to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our day? Okay? Good. There's more to talk about Birchas HaTorah. Shulchan Aruch says women say Birchas HaTorah. Why? You can look, the Magen Avram, the Gra, Reb Chaim, but we have to move. And let's go. Hu Haya Omer, the end of the Mishnah. Chasid Shota, Barasha Aram, Beisha Prusho, Makas Prushin, Hare Elum Avale Olam. A chassid shote, a wise, a foolish, pious person. The Gemara is going to talk about who that is. Destroys the world. The Gemara is going to talk about a woman's drowning, and the man says, "Oh, I have tefillin on. I can't get my tefillin wet." That's a chassid shote. Rasha arum. The Gemara is going to talk about what he is. Isha prusha umakas prushin. Makas prushin. Somebody who wounds themselves and says it's because of precious. So they destroy the world. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Meir. So easy, Lama Torah, it's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir says, when I used to learn it with Rabbi Akiva, I used to put kankantum, which is an ingredient which made the ink indelible, unable to be erased. I used to put that in my ink, and it never told me anything. Then I changed Rebbe's. I went to Rabbi Shmuel. I used to tell me, oh, what do you do? He said, I'm a sofer. So he said to me, Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Shmuel told him, be very careful with your work. It's Malach HaShemayim. Maybe you're going to leave out or put in one extra letter. It's going to destroy the world. Why? If you write Hashem Elokeichem MS and you leave out the Aleph, Rachman al-Islan, it says Mace. So you leave out one letter, you say something terrible. If you say Bereshis Bra'o Elokim, Rashi says, in the plural, that also is Ma'akr of the Olam. It's terrible heresy. Rian, if you just add in one letter and take away one letter. So that's why you have to be very careful. Amarti, and the Maritz Chayis here asks, if you look at the Maritz Chayis, why Dafko is he so concerned with Rabbi Meir? That Rabbi Meir, be very careful. Because Rabbi Meir used to write, we see from other Gemaras, he used to write notes on the side of his svarim. So he's, be very careful, because people are going to start reading your notes as part of the text. And that's why Dafka told him to be very careful with how he wrote his notes on the side, because of the history that Rabbi Meir has. Look at the Maris Chayis, he quotes that whole idea. So I'm continuing. So Rabbi Meir says that Rabbi Shmuel told him to be very careful, and then Rabbi Meir responded, "Amarti lo davar echad yishli shani matel tocha diovakan katom shmo." By the way, I put in a little indelible ink on my leaf. V'chimatin kachatam tocha dio. He's supposed to do that. Hatorah amra umachok ksav shiyachali machos. It says that the Megillah Sota has to be erasable. End of conversation. So Gemara says, "My kamale, my kamadale." What exactly was the conversation? Rabbi Shmuel says, be very careful, you're a sofer. And then he responds, I put kankantum into my ink. What was the question? What was the answer? So, Achikamarle, this is what the question was. Lomi boy, this is what Rabbi Meir responded to Rabbi Shmuel. When Rabbi Shmuel said, be very careful, so he said, I am very careful. Lomi boy, b'chaseros v'yaseros debakiyana, not only am I careful with chaseros v'yaseros, with not having any extra letters or missing any, elafil lomechash lezvuv. I'm even worried that maybe a bug's going to fly on. A fly is going to fly on. The dilma asi v'yasev atagi de dalis. Maybe the fly is going to sit on the top of the dalid, which has that little corner sticking out. Umachikle, and then after he gets off, he'll take the ink with him. Umashi l'reish is going to look like a reish. So I use something to make it indelible so no bug can take away any of the ink. So then, gavar acher yesh lishani matal tocha diovakan kantav shmos. That's why I put this in. So it's indelible. And that was Rabbi Shmuel's response. You can't do that because Megillah Sota has to be erasable. Period. And he's another Gemara just asked a question on the story. Is it really true, this history? The Atanya Amar Rabbi Meir, Shayisi Lama Tereza Rabbi Shmuel. The different version of the story. Rabbi Meir says, I used to be learning by Rabbi Shmuel. I used to put in this kankanto, and he never told me anything. Shabazi is Rabbi Akiva, Asralai. Rabbi Akiva answered it. So we have a double question. Kasha, Shimush, Hashimush. It's a Kasha. Who did he learn by first? Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel? Kasha, Asra, Asra. Who answered it? The second person answered it. But was it Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel? So Bishla, Shimush, Hashimush, Lo Kasha. Is that a problem with who he learned by first? He started off learning by Rabbi Akiva. But then he left. Because Rabbi Akiva used to give 100 reasons for each side of an argument. He couldn't handle it. 100 reasons Tar, 100 reasons Tameh. He couldn't handle it. I'm leaving. You give great svaras, but I need to know Tachlis. So he went to Rabbi Shmuel. The Gamar Gemara. So then he learned Gemara with Rabbi Shmuel. He learned svara. He learned how to think straight. And then, then he went back to Rabbi Akiva and said, okay, now I can handle it. This is reminiscent of the Ritva and Maseches Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, where the Ritva explains what does Elo Ve'elo Dibri Elokim Chayim mean. And the Ritva says that Moshe Rabbeinu was given Memtes Panim LeIsur, Memtes Panim LeHeter, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does this mean? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's up to the Chachmei HaMesorah to figure out what's going to be Mutter, what's going to be Aser, what's going to be Tar, what's going to be Tamei. That's the Ritva in Erev, and Adaf Yud Gimel, what Rabbi Akiva did. Ella Aser, so we explained, so that's how we got out of the order problem. He started with Rabbi Akiva, he went to Rabbi Shmuel, then he went back to Rabbi Akiva, no problem. Ella Aser, Aser Kasha, but who Asered it, Kasha? That we don't have an answer to, period. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Omer Hayu Rabbi Meir L'kol Makilin Kankantum L'tok Adio Chutz V'Parshas Sod Bilvad. You're allowed to put Kankantum, this indelible, this ingredient that makes the ink indelible. You're allowed to use it for the entire Torah except for the Parshas Sota in the Torah. That you cannot use this. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Mishmol Chutz V'Parshas Sod Shal Mikdash. No, you're allowed to use it in the Torah. You're just not allowed to use it in the separate Parshas Sota that you write for an Isha Sota. My Benaya, what are they arguing about? The question is, are you allowed to take Parsha Sota out of a real Sefer Torah? That's the machlokas. According to the one who says you cannot use it for the Megillah Sota in the Torah because you could use that for an Isha Sota, so you can't make that indelible. It has to be erasable. According to the one who says you don't have to worry about it because you can't use the Sefer Torah. What's written in the Sefer Torah is in the Sefer Torah. You can't use that. You can't cut that out and use it for the woman. And maybe there's a parallel machlokas tanoim. The Tanya in Megillah Sakshir Lashus Basoda Acheretz. Tanakama holds that one Megillah, like our Mishnah said, cannot be used to give for another Sota. Rabbi Yachai Bar Yoshi Amar Megillah Sakshir Lashus Basoda Acheretz. No, you're allowed to use it for another Sota. So maybe it's a parallel machlokas. According to the one who says you can use it for another woman, because he says you could even use the Sefer Torah. Right? According to the one who says you cannot use it for another woman, he says you can't use the Sefer Torah. So aren't they parallel? So the Gemara now says no, it does not have to be parallel in either direction. Amar Rav Papa, Dilmalohi, Akan lo kamar Tanakama Hasam. When does the Tanakama say that you cannot use it over there? El Akivan de Intik Lashum Rachel lo Hadra Mintika Lashum Leah. Because once it's designated for Rachel, you can't use it for Leah. If it's designated for one person, you can't change it to another person. Aval Torah, the stomach siva hachanami de machkinan. But Torah is not written for any specific person, it's written for any general. So stomach can be used for anybody. So maybe even the person who would say you cannot switch people would allow you to use it for a Torah. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak Dil Malawi, the opposite also. Adkan lo kamar Rabbi Achai bar, and interesting, so it says stomach would be good enough. Tosfos on Amud Aleph points out that by get, stomach is not good enough. Let's say a sofer writes a get. Stomach for anybody who wants to use it. Anybody with these names. It's not good enough. It's got to be written l'shem the person. And here it says something written stomach would be good enough. So Tosfos says there, important line, on Amud Aleph, Tosfos says in Dirmaschol Aval, in Isha is lav legerishin omedes. So stomach is not, it's not, the stomach cannot fit in. Masha'ekein, a woman, who Isha Sote, after Kinev Estira, is omelishtos. That's what Tosfos says in Amud Aleph, it would be good enough. What about an Eved, the third one? What about an Eved? Is an Eved omelishichrur? Probably not. Probably not. Sorry? There is a lishma, but it's not lishma, but it's a different type of lishma by Sefer Torah. Different type of lishma, but it's stomach. It's stomach, not for a specific person. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, continuing the opposite. Dil Malawi, again, not a parallel machlokas. Ad kol kamar Rabbi Achai bar Yoshia Hasan. When does Rabbi Achai bar Yoshia say that you're allowed to use a different woman's Sefer? Ela ben Megillah, difle lishma alos ba'olam. It's real l'shem sota. That's why it's good enough. Aval Torah, look at this line. Dil hislami ksiva hachanam dil makina. But why is a Torah written? To learn from, so it's not written for a sota, so therefore maybe you can't use it. Maybe he would admit. This line sounds very much like what we discussed Shavuos night, the Rush. The Rush Ashita, the Rush who holds that Bizman Azeh, the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, is Svarim. Is Svarim, writing Svarim and buying Svarim, because nobody learns from a Torah nowadays. Originally, a Torah was written to learn from, right here, the line here, and therefore, fine, then the mitzvah changed over time. That was what the Rush quoted, the machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Prisha, whether the Rush added on to the mitzvah or changed the mitzvah totally. It's very important, the machlokas in Simen Reish Ayin in Yoredeya. But this line very much sounds like the Rush. Continuing, Rav Achai bar Yoshia, Leslei, what did the Rav Achai bar Yoshia, who allows you to use one Megillah Sota for another woman, doesn't he hold of the following? Kasav Lagarish Zishto Benimlach, if a man decides wants to divorce his wife, and he writes a get, and then he decides not to, Matsu Beni Rovish Amarlo, and he finds somebody else in the city, and who has the same name. Vamarlo Shmi Kishim Chav Shem Mishi Kishim Mishtacha Pasal Lagarish Bo, even if it's the same name, same everything, your friend can't use it. So would he agree to that? So Amri, so yeah, he would agree. Hasam v'kasav la merachmana be'inan k'siva tzlishma. There it says v'kasav la, you have to write it for her, and you need k'siva lishma. The Gemara says hachanami v'asala. Here it also says you have to ask a lot. Doesn't have to be lishma. So my asiyah mechika. The asiyah here is the mechika has to be lishma. But once the mechika is lishma, they're erasing. Maybe the ksiva does not have to be lishma. Next, ena mastech lishos hashabanei mariko. She starts blowing up right as she drinks. Mani Reb Shimoni. This seems to be like Reb Shimon to Amar Makrav has been chazav arkach mashke, because Reb Shimon holds that you first mission the parak we had. First you give the carbon and then she drinks. Right, because if she didn't bring the carbon yet, she's not going to start blowing up right away. To come to the carbon minchasalo batkilo maya. If she didn't drink the carbon yet, the ward is not going to check her. Dichsiv minchasi kard maskeres avon. The mincha is a reminder of her sin. So the tonic, the first part of the Mishnah, the part of the Mishnah that says she blows up right when she drinks, that's like Reb Shimon. But Ema Seifa, the next part of the Mishnah, is against Reb Shimon. Yesh la schus haisa tolala. Right, if she has a schus, it'll be nitzla for her. Asa the Rabbanan, that fits according to the Rabbanan. The Reb Shimon, but Reb Shimon says in the next Mishnah, Ha'amar ain't schus tolu b'mayim ha'amar. Reb Shimon doesn't believe in schus. So who's our Mishnah like? So Gemara answer is simple. Amar Rav Chisda, Hamani Rabbi Akiva hi. It's like Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Makav has been chasav achach mashche, u'b'schus av alak Rabbanan. It's like Rabbi Akiva, who holds like Reb Shimon in one regard and not in the other regard. He holds like Reb Shimon that the carbon comes first, so therefore she blows up as she drinks, and he holds like Reb Shimon, he does not hold like Reb Shimon because he holds of schus tolola. The Haim Omrim Hotziyor. And they say, as she's blowing up, get her out before she dies, it's Batami the Azara. So my timer. What are we worried about? The Dilma Mesa, we're worried that she's gonna die? Lamer the Mesa Asr Machana Lavia? Is that to tell me that a mace is usher to be in this part in the Machana Lavia? In the middle camp? Vatanya, but we learned earlier that's not true. Tame Mace Mutali Khan is a Machana Lavia. Somebody who's Tame Mace is allowed to go into Machana Lavia. Velo Tame Mace Bilvat, not only Amru, not only Tame Mace, Elavila Mace Atzma, even a corpse itself. Shnemar, you learned from Moshe. Vayikach Moshe is Atzmos Yosef, Imo b'mchitza so. Moshe Rabbeinu had Yosef's bones, and Moshe was a Levi. He stayed in Machana Lavia, so you see, even a dead body's allowed to be there. So what are we so worried about? This woman dying. It's Mutter. So Amar Abaya, we're not worried about Misa Shema Tifros Nida. We're worried she's going to become a Nida. She's become a Nida that moment. A Nida is Tuma Hayosi Migufo, and a Nida has to be outside of Machane Levia. The Gemara says, Lomemer to be Asusa Marafia. What? Being scared makes a woman become a Nida? Is that true? In, yes. The Chsiv Atascha Amalka Ma'od. Yeah, by Esther Amalka. She became scared when she heard what Mordechai was doing with the ashes on his head, and she became very scared. The Yom Rasha Pierce a Nida. Rav Atascha Amalka means she became a Nida. The Ben Yoyad and Megillah there, where this is quoted, says, why do we need such a... Why did Chazal Darshan that she became a Nida? Or the other day she had to go to the bathroom. So that's Magdal the Nase, says the Ben Yoyada. Because usually when a woman is a Nida, she's Mishalshel, she looks less pretty. She looks less beautiful. And even there, Achashverosh wanted to marry her. So it just shows the godless of the Nase. Ivan Antan Charadim Esalekas Damim. Doesn't it say in the Mishnah Nida that being scared removes the Adam Nida, doesn't cause it? Gemara says, Pach that some is Biasusa Marafia. Depends if it's a slow pachad leading up, that's charada. That removes it. But a sudden scare, Biasusa Marafia, that softens and weakens and causes the Nida to come. That's what happens by the Sota, and that's what happens by Esther. Okay, two dots. As I started off the shiur today, again, tremendous Akaras Atov, both to Sibay.org and to YUTorah.org, and to all the listeners out there, and to all of the techie helps, to Meir and to David and to Menachem and to Yisrael and to Simcha and to all them, and to all those who have helped upload and download. And I really hope that there are the Torah that we share with each other can continue for many, many years to come, at least for another 3 years, Bez Hashem, to the next to the Siyam, and I have to fill in all the dafim that all the Shabbos dafim that we missed. But Bez Hashem, I hope to be back September 1st or about that, maybe a little before, on Project Sinai. .org or .com. That website should be up and about the middle of July. Any questions, feel free, shalomrosner@gmail.com, or any of the technical support at Seabay. Mayer and David also said they would be mefarsim where my daf is going to be. For the next couple of months, I hand it over to Menachem, and we should share only simchas and yeshuos in Klal Yisrael, and should we meet again in Yerushalayim Yerakodesh.